Welcome to The Calling. I'm John Nichols. Wherever you are and whatever has happened in your life, God is calling you to something greater and higher. On The Calling each week, we hope to learn more about our own callings by hearing the calling of others. Joining us this week is Zach Fisher. Zach, thank you for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Zach serves currently at the Wesley Foundation, right on the campus of Tennessee Tech. But Zach's story starts so much sooner than his current post at the Wesley Foundation. Zach, do you remember the exact moment you knew that you wanted to follow the Lord?
Yeah, I think that when I try to pinpoint that moment where something changed for me, I had been going to church for a little bit with my grandparents near Fort Knox in Kentucky. They went to just a small Church of Christ over there, Radcliffe Church of Christ. And I had a lot of formative experiences there, got to know what church was about, that sort of thing. I'd kind of just been sort of like a sponge in a lot of situations as a younger kid. I was going there in middle school and didn't know too much about the church or the Bible or anything like that. Moving on from there, I went to Brentwood with my family. My mom was getting a chance to get her PhD at Vanderbilt, so we moved to the Nashville area. And started attending Brentwood United Methodist. And when I was there, I started getting plugged into the youth group there and was able to go on some different retreats and things like that. Never done anything like that before. Mostly it was just sort of, kind of taking the kids into the back room, hearing a Bible story, that sort of thing. And we had some great chances to worship together and some times on a retreat like that, I feel like just getting away and having that sort of experience, it opens you in a spiritual way that's a little different than just being back in that room at your local church.
Certainly.
Or something. And I remember being in a time of worship and there was maybe some music playing or something like that, and we were praying, and I remember, this may be taboo or whatever, opening up my eyes during that prayer and just looking around and seeing friends and folks I didn't know that had all come together to join together as the church in this sort of moment, and I remember just this experience of feeling like God is speaking to me in that moment and feeling like this is the church, this is what it's about, and this is a community and a body of people that I can't wait to be a part of, figure more out about my faith, look more into the scripture, look more into what this thing is. I think my call kind of grew out of that moment. And from there, I started doing lots and lots of things with the church through youth leadership and all sorts of things.
Well, we certainly want to talk about that. How old were you in that moment that you were just describing?
Oh, I was a sophomore in high school, I think.
Okay.
I believe that was on our winter retreat, my sophomore year of high school.
So from that moment as a sophomore in high school until you started doing paid professional ministry. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that period of time.
Yeah. I was curious about what ministry was and looked like. And I had my youth minister at the time, Travis Garner, who came and sort of put that idea in front of me, like, hey, have you ever thought about ministry, in a vocational sense? I said, no, I haven't. I felt so new to the church at that time that wasn't something that was in my mind. But he invited me to go on this trip called Exploration, which is put on by the United Methodist Church. It's for young people that are experiencing some sort of call to ministry. And that could be, Episcopal ministry. It could be lay ministry. They're not putting any boundaries on what that looks like, but just asking young people to say, you feel like you have some sort of call, figure that out, help encourage folks to explore that. And so I went and talked to colleges, seminaries there, and was, asking questions that I didn't know the answer to at that time. And was like, oh, okay, so there's this path forward for somebody like me that's young, doesn't feel like they have everything figured out, but there's some sort of process in place to explore this more. And so, I just started doing a bunch of different things in the church, whether that was volunteering to teach a Sunday school class for youth, or I did things where I would lead worship for different folks. Some friends invited me to, it was called the Lutheran Happening of the South, and it's like a big four statewide get together of Lutheran youth, and I did several things for them, prayer team, led worship, just all sorts of different things. Interned at my home church over a summer and did a position with their youth ministry. And so, I eventually went to seminary at Vanderbilt. And so that brought me back to the Nashville area.
Sure. So it sounds like your local church, but also maybe a group of local churches mm-hmm. had a really big impact on your calling.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of different folks. It was folks at my home church. It was campus ministry that had a big impact on me, and now I'm in Cookeville doing campus ministry. That's a place where I met lifelong friends and worked on figuring out what my call to ministry was, met my wife there. And so I had a lot of great experiences in trying to figure out what my calling was by being a part of a campus ministry.
I think for all of our listeners, one of the things we've learned mm-hmm. Through this show is just the value of plugging into a local church mm-hmm. and being around people. And so we are on the calling right now with John Nichols. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to The Calling. This is John Nichols. On the show this week, we have Zach Fisher, who currently serves in the campus ministry at the Wesley Foundation here in Cookeville on the campus of Tennessee Tech. Zach, right before the break, we were talking about the local church and talking about how the local church helped you form how you heard the voice of the Lord. And one of the things we know about the local church is that one of the great things the local church gives us is a foundation for spiritual formation. And so one of the questions that I always love to ask people about their calling, specifically people who have a really clear vision for their calling, is what do you do regularly mm-hmm. that helps form your heart for the Lord?
I try as best I can to have a good intentional schedule of reading scripture daily, praying, those sorts of things. And, in the Methodist tradition that I'm in, there's what I found just a bit more of a focus on some things that maybe I didn't get going in middle school to the church that I went to with my grandparents, which was just a greater focus on sort of liturgy and the liturgical calendar and that sort of thing. And so I've been a pastor, it's something that I've appreciated more and more, not only for just trying to build a rhythm to my life, but also, you know, it helps keep me organized and that sort of thing.
Sure.
As I'm going through my year. But I've appreciated the sort of traditions and the ways in which the different seasons and things that we go through in the church help promote that sort of spiritual discipline that we can build on in our life. And so, I mean, we just came out of this Lenten season, and we did a lot of different things with our congregation about spiritual disciplines, and it's experiences that I've had during times like that where I said, okay, you know, I'm going to attempt to and pray about committing to being more generous during this season and see what God does through that. See what the Spirit starts to work through this spiritual discipline that I'm going to try to put in place. And so it's not about, to me, you know, getting an A plus or, you know, getting a certain, you know, grade on how well I think I did during that time. But even extending after those seasons where you try to get serious about implementing those things in your life, I realized, like, oh, God, you know, I made this commitment to try to be more generous, and God has done something with that. And even after that season's over, I felt that it's easier to be generous with what God's given me. Mm-hmm. And so, I think those sorts of things have been really beneficial to me in my life. And you know, you don't always have it figured out when you're going in to try to take on a spiritual discipline or some sort of spiritual task like that. You go on something like a mission trip, and you just kind of have to say yes to the experience of doing that thing. And I think you'll just be surprised time and time again of what God does in your life through you just saying yes. And so, yeah.
Yes, saying yes. I like how you said that. So many people all the time, you know, say, I want to hear God better. I want to hear the voice of the Lord better. And sometimes we look for those mountaintop experiences, and sometimes we get them. But I have found oftentimes that it is that sweet, small voice, and it's just you're saying yes to the Lord and what he does through those small acts of obedience when you say yes to him. We'll be right back on The Calling. This is John Nichols. Welcome back to The Calling. This is John Nichols. Our guest this week on our show is Zach Fisher. He currently serves at the Wesley Foundation, the Wesley Center, which is a campus ministry here in Cookeville on the campus of Tennessee Tech. Zach, we've heard all about your calling and about how you connect with the Lord. What does ministry look like for you now?
About 2 years ago, my wife Caroline and I had the opportunity to come to Cookeville, and I was hired on as the director and campus minister at the Tennessee Tech Wesley Foundation. And previously, I've been serving in local church, and now I am again as my job has kind of hybridized into also being an associate at Cookeville First United Methodist Church. Mm-hmm. And so I lead a service over there Sunday mornings at 11:15 in Wesley Chapel, right downtown. And so it's more of a relaxed service, and you know, it's almost like a little chapel service down there. And that's been a blessing as we've kind of had this vision to make some sort of bridge between the local church and the campus. Most of my time is spent over at the Wesley Foundation as the campus minister, and I've loved being over there. the experience of campus ministry was really impactful to me when I was in college. And part of my call to ministry has been wanting to help others have those same sorts of formative spiritual experiences that I had, where I said, wow, you know, I want to have this be part of my life for as long as I can. And the people that's brought my way and the experiences I've been able to have by being part of the church, I want other people to have that. And so when we got the chance to come to Cookeville, it was a really joyous and happy experience for us. The campus ministry is interesting because it's a space that is for the college students to learn about their call and be in ministry, but it's not a local church, and so it's interesting kind of having a foot in both right now, where we encourage them that the space that you have at your campus ministry is really unique, it's special, and you should really cherish it, but we encourage them to get involved in college while they're still in college, build those habits of going to the local church and being involved there, because that's going to be your church home after you get that degree over with. But it's an amazing place where, unlike many times in the local church, you know, we don't always listen to the wisdom of our college students and the things that they have to bring to the table. This is a space for them to get that experience of leadership and being in charge of thinking up and implementing ministries. And that that experience, you see people really grow and take off in their faith. And you see a lot of passion coming out. And so it's cool when you do see that transition into the local church. And I think we've had a lot of great success in how students are gaining that confidence and experience in ministry through campus ministry, and then translating that into their ministry in the local church. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool to see that. They're great students. I love being there. It's a unique job that you get to, you know, preach and serve communion and baptize people, all these sort of things that people think of a pastor doing. But I also get to, you know, play basketball Gaga ball with the students and just hang out and be on campus. It's really fun.
The thing I love about college students and campus ministry in my own experience is that you really do give college students the opportunity to say yes more often. Because it's them, and in their ministry, it requires leadership and all of that. And so I'm just a big fan, a big proponent of campus ministry and yours specifically. What are your hopes for the Wesley Foundation in the future?
Well, our hope is that the place that we've got on campus for doing ministry is something that we won't just be impacting the you know, really committed youth group kids that are coming to college. That used to sort of be the model for collegiate ministry. But I think what we've realized is time has gone by that you're missing so many folks if that's all you're interested in doing. And so it's great when we get those really committed people in right off the bat that are like, I want to be part of the church and do ministry and all this stuff. But our hope is that because of the welcoming nature of the students and the ways in which they're able to understand what it means to do ministry with people that age in a way that is so natural because they're in that stage of life themselves, that we'll be able to reach beyond what the local church could normally reach as far as doing evangelism and welcoming people into the church, that we'll have a place where people that have never had an experience with church can come and know Christ. And our hope is that that will deeply impact people's lives and make them ask spiritual questions, make them check out the local church and the Bible and their faith. So that's our biggest hope with campus ministry, is that not only we're giving these people, these young students a chance to explore their call, but to engage in evangelism in a way that is maybe lacking in some local churches.
Mm-hmm. Zach Fisher from the Wesley Foundation, we are so thankful that you were able to join us today. We want all of you listening right now to know that wherever you are and whoever you are, whatever's happened in your life, the Lord is calling you to something higher and better. I'm John Nichols. This is The Calling.